We're born with the with Adam's nature, you know, to sin, I guess. And the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, above all, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And I saw this lesson here. So I didn't, and maybe some of you others have seen it too, so I didn't come up with this. So the things that we're born with in our heart, that need to be changed, you know, and some of this stuff is pertaining to some of the smaller children and some of the older ones. So, you know, we have things in our life that we have to deal with every day. You know, it might be lying. So, you know, I'm just going to fill this up with what we're full of before we meet Jesus. So the first one I should have put in was Adam's nature. Let me get all these things out here so I can get them out right. One that I was thinking about is procrastination. And that might be a big word for some of the little guys, but, you know, when your parents tell you, or even the older ones, when your parents tell you to go do something, and you say, just a minute, Mom, and 20 minutes later, you still didn't do it. You know how much harder it's going to be if you don't listen right away. You know how much harder it's going to be when Jesus knocks on the door and he says he wants to come in? Are you going to say, just a minute? And you might say just a minute, but that minute might be too late. So just remember that. As we grow up, we can have bitterness. You know, we might mock people. You know, we know the story of in the Bible of the people that mocked Elijah because he was bald. And they said something about, go up, thou bald head. And we know what happened. There's two bears came out of the woods, it says, and hurt him pretty bad. I have one here that says stealing. You know, maybe you'll never go rob a bank. But, you know, maybe you'll find something that's your brother or your sister's, and you might take it and never tell them. And those little things, you know, you might find a dollar bill on the floor. Instead of asking, whose is this, you just stick it in your pocket. You know, and all those things I'm talking about, as you get older, you'll find it easier and easier to lie, to cheat, to steal, whatever it is. I have one here that's jealous. Maybe your friends have something that you don't have. And the Bible talks about being covetous. And you wish that you had it. It says here, and I'm about halfway through here. Let me read the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments says, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. So we can go to thou shalt not kill, and we can talk about hate. You know, you may never kill somebody, but Jesus says that if you hate someone, then it's the same as killing them. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. I already put that one in there. Thou shalt not bear false witness. I have one here that is lying. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And then I had, I don't know if I put the one in that was jealous already or not, but this says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house or anything that's his. I have disobedient. This one here is bragging. You remember the story that we had a children's lesson here a while back about the young boy that was bragging about everything? And they was out by the lake, and he was bragging about how fast he was going to go with his boat, and his oars came out of the locks, and he flew out in the water, and he fell in the water and got all wet. Then I have one here that I have gossip on here. You know, we can, we're full of, when before we're born again, you know, those are a lot of those things in there, we're born with in our heart, you know, to talk about people. You know, we might say, did you hear about so-and-so? We need to pray for them, you know, and then we try to spiritualize it. Here's one, it's anger. You know, it don't take long for us to figure out that little baby. They don't have to be very old before they can get angry because maybe they're hungry. Maybe they want something that they can't have. You know, we can have murmuring and complaining for some of the older ones. You know, when we're, or just being plain out grumpy. You know, these are things that we're born with Adam's nature. And what I was thinking about here, that the Bible says in John 3, verse 5, it says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. And, you know, as children, young children, older children, you know, when your parents, you know, the things that your parents tell you to do or not to do is because we're watching out for your soul. And a lot of times when we tell you not to do something, it's because we may have already experienced it, you know, as we was growing up. So we know a lot how it is. When you listen to your mom and dad as they teach you the word of God and learn about good things, it is easier to keep those bad things out of our heart. And here's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And there's another verse that says, and here's a verse in Romans that talks about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, so, but we are born, many of you have heard this before, we're born with a void in our heart that is Christ-shaped, and it needs to be filled up with Christ. Because, you know, in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness. So God created man in his own image and created male and female. I didn't have time to write all that down as I was sitting in my seat. So you can read the rest of it if you need to in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. So anyways, I'll put this bucket here because I'm probably going to make a little bit of a mess. But, you know, so as we get older and we start feeling that, you know, conviction that we need to be born again, there's some things in our life that need to change. And so we might confess it to someone. You know, we might, and this here represents Jesus. You know, this represents the good stuff. And when you start filling this up, when you start filling your heart up, the inside, with good things, what happens to the bad things? They start coming out. But maybe you But maybe in your life, you have some things that you really don't want to talk about. So you stop right there. And then, you know, you can't have both. It's one or the other. And so you keep feeling bad. You know, you have more conviction. And then so you find someone and you confess more of your sins. And when you're clear full of Jesus, as full as you can get, that near don't want to come out, so I'll take it out. The last ball there that's still floating says Jesus. So, you know, when we make Jesus the ruler in our life, then all those other bad things can come out. And you know, we've heard the term already that if you have a water hose here and there's water coming out of it, you can't stick anything bad back in it. So when we're born again, and our heart is full of Christ, then we can be like this verse here in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says here that I had it marked, but I lost it here. So give me a second; I'll find it. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Not a little bit, not half of it, but all of it. And as we live for Christ, let's just remember that we're born with that Adam, with the Adam's nature, but we don't have to stay that way. You know, we don't have to be miserable our whole life. We can have joy, we can have peace, and most of all, we can have Jesus in our heart to give us victory and to continue to give us victory over all those things that we dumped out of our body when we were born again, or that came out of our mouth when we were born again. The confession. I'll just have a prayer and I'll take my seat. Dear Father in heaven, as we come before you this time, Lord, and we thank you for another day that you give us, Father. We thank you for the many blessings here, Lord, for your word that we can teach here freely, Father. And just want to pray for the next brother who will be sharing, Lord, that you just give him the words that you have for us to hear, Father. And just pray that you protect us this day. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.